Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It is time once again to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and we say good morning to Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to get healthier as we go along. You'd think if anybody would be healthy, it would be me after having all these segments every 2 weeks for the last 10 years. There's not really a health topic that I haven't been briefed on in that time.
I agree, but you know what? We can never help to have the reminders. And honestly, it's been a tough winter for people, right?
Yeah.
We had we're going to talk about occupational health today, so it's kind of fitting. Our employee health team at Finger Lakes Health has done a phenomenal job getting flu shots out to folks. Like we're hit like about 98% of our team, which is huge. It's a great way to protect our residents and long-term care and families that come in and our patients and our own families. And yet, as we all know, regardless of that fantastic flu shot rate, you know, we still, of course, had some of our own employee illness and things.
So yeah,
we're not immune.
I just picked up an extra game broadcast tomorrow because one of my colleagues is down with the flu and is not going to be able to do it.
So. Yeah.
Anything going on in terms of news and notes? I know we've got some Dine and Discuss
we
underway.
We do. Some and, Chat and Snack has started. Cardiac prehab. Also, you know, we'll talk a little bit about this, but for people that are interested in occupational health and their interest might be piqued by what we talked about this morning, June 7th, we will be having a Dine and Discuss. We usually do them evening time. This one's going to be a morning one. So it's going to be a morning breakfast Dine and Discuss primarily for businesses, area businesses that are interested in learning more about occupational health services for their employees. So what we were just saying in terms of a healthy workforce is a key ingredient, as we all know, to sort of economic development, and the importance to small businesses really can't be overstated. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. But June 7th is at a breakfast session. So look at our website. And again, that new and improved website, we hope people are out there, access it on your phones, use our physician directory if you want to look up and map an office location or see who's taking new patients, et cetera.
flhealth.org. Now, it's interesting because when we talk about therapy and rehab, we talk about occupational rehab, which doesn't mean occupational in the strictest sense of the word. But today we're talking occupational medicine, and it does mean occupational in the traditional sense. To do with the job.
It does. And I'm here with the experts. So as always, I just get the pleasure of bringing them along. So this morning I'm here with Mary Olmsted, and she is director of nursing, and also she's been responsible for safety, education, training, and employee health, really, at Life Care Medical Associates for, we were just talking about this, 30 years, long time. Also has some experience in the OR and ER and med-surg years ago after training as an RN. So obviously, Mary brings a wealth of experience to this, a long-term set of employers who are clients to occupational health services. But in this way, we really do mean towards your occupation, towards your work environment. And we're going to talk a little bit about what those occupational health services are, because honestly, I've worked at the health system a long time, and these are always things that are new to us as well. Every profession has our own set of needs, everything from what are the job requirements in terms of lifting to do you need a respirator fit mask testing? Do you need to have a certain type of physical if you're going to be driving buses, for example, or Department of Transportation physicals are all different. Workers' comp has all kinds of different rules. So this whole idea of how do we stay healthy to be able to contribute in terms of a workforce, but also as an employer, how do we help maintain a healthy workforce? And we do a whole bunch of those kinds of testing with clients and really help to serve as the experts, because as we all know, running a business is hard enough. But having to be the expert in how to code medical charts and how to understand the right kinds of requirements for testing for your occupational safety is something that we have an expertise in that we can lend to people. So we are have a group of clients, but we also are always looking to grow that business and have a lot of fantastic providers who provide service to that, as well as people like Mary who help coordinate. So I'm going to let Mary talk a little bit about what we do, what they've been doing through Life Care, and the potential that we could sort of help keep other parts of our workforce in the Finger Lakes region healthy.
Well, Mary, good morning. It's good to have you here. It's been a while since you were here earlier, so I've learned something already in just reading about you. I did not know that the Willard Psychiatric Center had a school of nursing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I believe there were just two classes after mine, so, but I had a cousin who attended that school. She was one of my favorite cousins, and I wanted to be like her, so that's where I went.
So what led you into the occupational field?
Well, I really fell into it sort of out of necessity. I'll be honest with you, I didn't have a big interest to begin with, but there was a need, and I said, well, okay, I'll give it a try. And as I began to study and learn and work with some of these companies, I found it more and more interesting and more challenging, and over the years just built upon that.
So how do these arrangements work? Is it contract? Do you contract with a company to provide all of their services related to the occupation?
We do have some companies that we contract with. The majority are simply fee-for-service, unless they have special projects. Sometimes they'll, for example, they might be interested in a wellness program, and we would do a proposal to them depending on what they hope to gain from that program. Some companies want to do a whole program where they screen people, and then they educate people, and then they do an evaluation on the back end. Others simply maybe want to offer a cholesterol screening, or maybe want to offer a diabetes screening, something like that. So
a lot of these services involve, like for example, Laura said, if you have a fleet of drivers, they have to have a commercial license, and there's certain testing and things. So talk about some of those programs.
Yeah, the DOT physicals are huge. We take care of individual, independent drivers, as well as companies who, you know, employ a fleet of drivers. There are very stringent requirements to passing a DOT physical and having that medical card, which you need in your pocket to continue to have a commercial driver's license. We try and educate the companies and the drivers as to what they need to help them meet the requirements of those physicals, because we certainly don't want to end up having to take anybody off the road. Our goal is to help everybody sort of pass their driver physical. And sometimes that means we have to have specific medical information brought in from their private doctors in order to validate that their conditions are under control and they're safe to drive. And that's the bottom line. It's a matter of keeping the roads safe, keeping the driver safe. So
do you do things just like kind of routine pre-employment screening? For example, if I'm a big box store and I'm hiring people and they all have to be able to lift 75 pounds or whatever, you want to make sure nobody's got a bad back, that kind of thing. Do you
exactly
do that sort of pre-employment screening for companies?
We do. We do basic pre-employment physicals, which do exactly what you said, try and evaluate. We look at the job description, requirements of the job, weigh it against their history as well as their physical findings to determine whether we feel they can safely perform those essential functions of that job. Beyond the basic pre-employment physicals, we do other types of surveillance exams. Under some OSHA regulations, employers are obligated to provide periodic screenings for their staff. For example, in a hazmat environment, hazardous materials environment, or maybe it's asbestos abatement, silica workers. There are lots of different ones that require periodic physicals, and so we do those and develop what the components of those exams might be. They may include hearing tests, breathing tests, battery of blood work. Lots of companies nowadays are doing drug screens with their pre-placement physicals. Or they might do a random testing program. We do have several random testing pools that we manage. Those are selections are randomly generated by a computer program. We notify and track those. We have medical review officers on staff, which are doctors specially trained to verify drug screens as positive or negative. So all of those are requirements under different regulations, and we have the staff to meet those.
And as you can imagine, this is exactly, I think, sort of eye-opening when you realize, no wonder it's gotten more and more complex and a little complicated for employers to try to manage all this,
right,
in terms of the OSHA regulations, in terms of sort of what those medical standards are for each unique role that we all have, and then also the focus on prevention. So we know that we're trying to, as a community in general, focus. You hear us talk all the time about wanting to sort of prevent chronic disease, identify and screen and identify, hopefully becoming sort of a community that's free of cancer deaths that could be preventable, for example. So everything from the x-rays to the lab and some of the diagnostic things, vision testing, hearing testing, things for firefighters, things for DOT drivers. As I started to learn about this, I thought to myself, my goodness, I don't think that people out there are aware of it. And there probably are a lot of employers trying to manage this on their own, along with juggling everything else. And when they recognize that, particularly whether it's a contract or fee for service, the fact that there are some expertise right within our own backyard that can help manage this for people in a convenient way for the workforce. They can get in. Again, most of these services are provided right at LifeCare, but we also have some contracts with some other places and provide it on site at their actual organization, depending on what they are. What their needs are. But as we started to realize, there's a lot more to this. So as Mary's being, I think, a little humble about sort of, she didn't come to it with a, she didn't wake up one morning and say, I can't wait to become an occupational health expert. But as the need grew, she started to realize how much more and more there was to learn about this to meet a real growing need.
So how would you go about if I'm a medium-sized employer? Well, like take the radio group here, 20 people or whatever it is, and we wanted to put together some kind of wellness program. How would we go about doing that?
Yeah, you could just give me a call. We would arrange to meet with you, lay out what sorts of services are available, and kind of pick your brain as to what sorts of things are you interested in and would like to do. What's your ultimate goal for wanting to do the wellness program? And then we would build it from there.
And we know that camaraderie has really built a lot of success. So we know that from our prehab programs. We know that when we were recently just talking with school superintendent about how many teachers had really moved to a special sort of, there was a Facebook effort about sort of eating cleaner, etc. How many people, once they had that kind of support, and when you think about how much time we all spend at work compared to with our own families, if someone's trying to have a smoking cessation program, having that kind of support around them, we all know that everything from sort of weight management and smoking cessation are two things we come to this program nearly every week, and we ask the provider, what is the biggest advice you would give? And we know it's the things that, as Dr. Gomez is famous of saying, you know, easy to say, hard to do. We know it's hard to do, but it's a little bit easier when you have support and a little bit easier when you do that with that camaraderie and you're sort of, maybe everybody's not bringing in the same kind of food we all seem to want to bring into the office in the mornings because we're all in it together. So I think there is some value to the preventative and wellness type of program in a workforce setting. And I think employers really start to reap the benefit of that when they start to see a yield of fewer sick days, they see healthier employers that then, you know, maybe they lead up to doing a 5K together. Maybe they do a food challenge together. But certainly those ideas of, it's a lot easier to quit smoking and have to perhaps try, and we all know that's part of it, is you might have to try to do it 10 times or 20 times before it sticks when you've got some help.
Do you get involved in the case of accidents at all? For example, an industrial accident or a driver crashes and has to have a screening to make sure they're free of drugs. Do you do that sort of work as well?
We do. We do post-accident drug and alcohol testing. We partner with an on-site company for after-hours services in case those situations arise after hours. Excuse me. We don't get involved in each company's accident investigations, although we do tend to go, we try and get into the companies that we service and do a walkthrough, get some orientation to what do they do, see exactly what kinds of things their people are doing so that we have a good understanding if there is an injury.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's also so much knowledge now that we all have about these folks like me that have the sedentary lifestyle. We're sitting at work. We're in one place all day. So everything from the ergonomic studies to the PTOT to the stretch breaks, we've all been in the grocery store and here the overhead. We know that these are good things for employees. So when you really think about the coordination of other kinds of services, so beyond just the testing and the pre-employment physicals, the ability to really develop these comprehensive programs of ergonomics and how people's desks are set up and where your computer wires go, all of these are pieces that can be part of a comprehensive package that I think people sometimes just we need the expertise.
Well, that's a very good point too that we didn't even touch on is the whole dealing with the vision problems that come with staring at a screen or in my case two all day. It's a fascinating field. Mary, thanks for sharing it with us and we appreciate the visit.
Well, thanks for having me.
And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you. And again, June 7th for that Dine and Discuss. And you can call LifeCare at 539-9229.
All right, very good. We get healthy every 2 weeks with Finger Lakes Health here on the Finger Lakes Morning News, and we come up now to 8:53.